Hey, Light Audio recording fans, are you well? Because you're looking well. This is Roman Fitzgerald from lightaudiorecording.com, and today is Thursday, August 29th, 2019. You're listening to episode 11 of the Light Audio Recording Podcast. How are ya? After Summer Nam last month, things are a little quieter this month. Even music industry people need to get a summer vacation in, I suppose. Still, we'll talk about an interesting pedal from Moore, the end of issues in the import and export of rosewood, and a couple of other things relevant to compact and affordable recording. Hopefully, all of this will inspire you to plug in and make some music this weekend. Moore have released a pedal called the Tone Capture GTR. Essentially, it allows you to emulate the tone of a guitar through another guitar. For example, if you have a Strat, play it into the Tone Capture and it'll capture the nuances of that Strat's sound. Then, if you play a Les Paul or something through the pedal, it should sound like the Strat whose tone you captured. So, if you have a humbucking guitar, but you need a single coil guitar, but don't have room or money for one, the Tone Capture pedal means you could go to a friend who does own one, capture the sound of theirs, then bring it home and do what you need. Based on a demo video, I don't think it gets too nuanced, but it's not bad. There's one on Amazon for $99, which is cheaper than new guitars, in a box the size of one of Moore's tiny pedals. Rosewood is a super standard tone wood used as fingerboards in guitar manufacture. But since 2017, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, thankfully better known as CITES, has essentially made that a pain in the behind. CITES essentially makes it difficult and expensive to import and export rosewood. This means that Eastern guitar manufacturers have been making use of alternatives, and the international movement of guitars with rosewood fingerboards has reduced. But now it appears that the parts of CITES hindering musical instruments is going to be removed. The people who vote on such things have only one more vote to achieve to pass the change. Lobbyists from the music industry claim furniture makers are worse, and the people in charge of the convention aren't super pleased with the compromise. But hopefully it means more traditional rosewood fingerboards. LiveForLiveMusic.com has a fascinating story about guitar maker Paul Reed Smith and some tech he developed away from guitar manufacture. In 2015, Smith founded a company called Digital Harmonic. The technology the company developed is originally intended for separating individual instruments in a music arrangement. But the same technology has attracted interest from aerospace, national defense, and astronomy. The tech uses mathematical scoring to adjust pixel values based on neighboring relationships, which can in turn reveal hidden data in images. It's important to note that this is of absolute zero help or relevance to compact and affordable audio recording. I just thought it was an interesting story. And finally, a piece about keys, I think for the first time in 11 episodes of this podcast. Earlier this month, Casio received Music Inc. magazine's Summer Nam 2019 Editor's Choice Award for their new Casio Tone keyboards. One of the key features flagged by Casio for the range is their portability, which makes them worth considering if you're a keyboards inclined producer. There are three keyboards in the range, the CTS200, CTS300, and LKS250. Each weighs only 6 pounds, they have a slimline chassis with an integrated handle, and each can be powered with 6 AA batteries. The cheapest model is the CTS200 at $179. For $209, you can get the CTS300, which comes with the addition of touch-sensitive keys. Then, the LKS250 costs $229, with the addition of light-up keys to help you learn how to play. That's some well-priced gear from a reputable brand. And that's all we have this month. I'll be back on Thursday, September 26th, with episode 12. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Light Audio Recording blog at lightaudiorecording.com, where you can follow the exploration of recording music in an affordable and compact way. You can also find Light Audio Recording on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Spotify. I'm Ronan Fitzgerald, this was episode 11. Have a great weekend recording your music, and I'll catch you next time.